guess we can start our meeting. The board's all here.
What time is it?
9:05. Okay, would anybody like to adopt the agenda, or does anybody want to make changes to it?
I move we adopt the agenda. Even though I don't have one.
Oh.
Why don't you have one?
I don't know why I don't have one.
Oh, wait, yes, I do.
Yes, I do. That's the one we got last time.
Anybody opposed? Okay, agenda's adopted. Public comments, it doesn't look like we have any. Does anybody have anything they want to report?
I think I just did. I reported the sandbags. The use of the credit card for the first time.
Yeah, that'll be something we'll put on the report when we get the bill.
The dog posters are coming down today.
Find it?
She's... Oh. The body.
Oh.
Yeah, I forgot to ask that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
It had to be either coyotes or maybe a mountain lion. It was dragged, so we think.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You can't have anything running around loose. Okay, I'm working on the newsletter. It should be ready by after next meeting. Okay, there's a few things in the next meeting that you should want. Okay. I've got some pictures for you. Pick out which ones you want.
Okay.
But I have to send them to your phone, like.
That's fine.
It used to be really simple.
Okay, well, that puts us at executive session, so we'll adjourn to executive session.
Very good.
So that we can have hearings with all these people. Okay, so that puts us at return from executive session and announce the actions taken.
Okay, what time are we adjourning?
Yeah, I didn't write that down.
I have 9:43.
Yep.
Okay. I'd go watch this fine. I like that watch. It would go with my outfit. I think you should give it to me.
Okay, so our actions taken, in case any of our audience wants to know, was that we voted to suspend members' rights and privileges for members in arrears until they're current, and we tabled the item to discuss foreclosures.
Will that be in the minutes then? It should be in the minutes, right?
That should be in the minutes. That's our announcement.
Yeah,
because I'm hoping some people will that get the minutes will read that and say, oh.
Well, I will also touch on it in the newsletter, and everybody gets the newsletter.
Yeah. Okay. Discussion of possible action to record liens for past due assessments. And I think we already covered all that.
Pretty much, yeah.
So we've already beat that to death. We're past the January 29th deadline. We can't file the liens. We have to wait until we file new liens again. Until we do a new assessment. The last item then is discussion and possible action regarding conversations with counsel. And I did a little bit of research on it to look and see. And the biggest thing that I come up with is that the definition of a meeting in Davis-Sterling is that any time three or more board members discuss anything, it's a meeting. And it falls under the Open Meeting Act.
Anything and I as far as attorney and clients meet in private sessions, and we can't.
We can't. It's against Davis-Sterling.
Not from what I've read.
Yeah. The only time you can meet in executive session is for items that meet the definition of executive session under 4935.
You consult with an attorney to get advice on business. It's not a meeting.
No, it is.
It's not a meeting.
It is. I guarantee it is because it's the same issue we have in government. We have the same thing. It's not Davis-Sterling. It's the Brown Act. It's the exact same thing. If we meet with an attorney, it has to be in an open meeting unless it meets the closed session.
Well,
then you go to closed session.
Members are not allowed to have its attorney-client privilege.
Only attorney-client privilege is for things that meet our definition of executive session. Otherwise, it's not attorney-client privilege.
I disagree.
If we have to, we can go to Linford and get his opinion on it. But read section 4090 and 4935. They're completely, they explain it completely. In fact, I can read them. Okay, 4090 is the definition of board meeting. It means either of the following. A congregation at the same time and place of a sufficient number of directors to establish a quorum of the board, so that would be three in our case, to hear, discuss, or deliberate upon any item of business that is within the authority of the board. So to discuss any business that could come before the board, three or more together is a board meeting. B is a teleconference where a sufficient number of directors to establish a quorum of the board in different locations are connected by electronic means. A teleconference shall be conducted in a manner that protects the rights of members of the association and otherwise complies with the requirements of this act. Except for a meeting that will be held solely in executive session, the notice of the teleconference meeting shall identify at least one physical location so that members of the association may attend, and at least one director or person designated by the board shall be present at that location. Participation by directors in teleconference meeting constitutes presence at the meeting as long as all directors participating are able to hear one another, as well as members of the association speaking on matters before the board. So a board meeting is any time three or more members of the board discuss any association business. That's a board meeting. Then, so the only thing that can be done in closed session or executive session is those things that fall under the definition of executive session under 4935. 4935A, the board may adjourn to or meet solely in executive session to consider litigation, matters relating to the formation of contracts with third parties, member discipline, personnel matters, or to meet with a member upon the member's request regarding the member's payment of assessments. So if it's about a lawsuit, that can be done in executive session. If it's about a contract with a third party, that can be done in executive session. If it's about member discipline, that can be done in executive session, or if it's about personnel matters. Those can be done in executive session, including with a lawyer present. So then B, the board shall adjourn to or meet solely in executive session to discuss member discipline if requested by the member who is subject to the discipline. So for member discipline, it has to be requested by the member to be done in executive session. And then, depending on the member discipline, whether or not it allows for attorney to be present, and I believe most of it does. The member can have an attorney, and I would assume the association can. So those that could be done in an executive session. Then C, the board shall adjourn to or meet solely in executive session to discuss a payment plan, which typically wouldn't involve an attorney. D, the board shall adjourn to or meet solely in executive session to decide whether to foreclose on a lien. So for foreclosures, that has to be done in executive session, and you could have an attorney for that to give advice. E, any matter discussed in executive session shall be generally noted in the minutes of the immediately following meeting. So just to ask generic questions of an attorney does not meet those. It has to be for one of those specific items. So a lawsuit, formation of contracts, member discipline, personnel matters. Those allow you to go into an executive session, and those would allow you to have an executive session that includes an attorney. But for matters just like for advice on bylaws, advice on, you know, any other legal issues, that has to be done in open session. And I know it sucks.
I think it's, like you said a little while ago, it's everybody's interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't interpret it like that from all I read.
Yeah.
But what bothers me is, okay, even though you state this is your personal opinion, I think if you post it, it's just going to keep stirring.
And that's, I haven't posted it yet, and we don't have to.
Well, I think that's why we were going to discuss it.
Yeah, but again, I don't have to. If the board doesn't want me to put that out there, I don't have to. I thought it was just something that might help settle it, because here we've looked at it.
I think to move forward, no, they're going to say, oh, those dirty, rotten, stinking people on the other board, look what they did. They were sneaking around. That's what it's going to come down to. You know, and if we want to move ahead, we've got to stop.
Okay, well, we can, and I think it has settled down. I think just letting people know that we have looked at it.
Yeah.
And we discussed it in a meeting. I think that already did the job.
I think. I'm fine with posting this. You did an awesome job. I didn't miss it. But yeah, your statements.
That's fine. And again, because it is my personal statement, if the board doesn't want it on there, we don't put it on there. Right. It's that simple. It's my statement, not the board's.
Right.
Uh-huh. And that's, so yeah, I will not post that.
Okay,
and I think that we've done enough just by having it in an open meeting. People heard it. I think they're satisfied. So, yeah, that's... But that's something we need to be careful about with counsel. That is open meeting for most of the stuff. It really is. And we have, like I said, even the water district, the water district, we have to have our meetings within the district boundaries if we have an office in, just like the association's supposed to have it. If the association had an office, we'd have to have meetings there.
Right.
But there's an exception for government. If you need the advice of an attorney, you can actually have the meeting at the attorney's office. So they do allow for that because it does have to be an open meeting. It's a pain.
I still don't interpret it like that.
Even,
but it's either here or
not. And even with the, you know, if you have the meeting at the attorney's office, it's an open meeting unless it comes down to one of these other items that fits the closed meeting, then you adjourn to a closed session.
I only passed it out a couple of meetings ago. Because it's got his items.
Yeah.
No, and that's fine. I don't have a problem keeping the statement off of there at all.
Okay.
Because I don't want to stir things up again either. I want this to stop.
Yes, me too.
I wanted to get enough out there so people were satisfied that we looked at it. There's nothing nefarious. There's nothing to go and file lawsuits over.
Right.
It's time for it to end.
Yeah, really.
Let's do business.
Exactly.
We got to get down to the business. The board.
And that's why I don't want to look back at what was done before anyway. But we need to be cautious going forward. We need to learn from any mistakes that were done prior to us. And so we don't have any of those issues. If we can avoid them altogether, then we don't have that problem. So
I know our board made mistakes.
Every board does. We need to learn by them so we're not making them again and again and again.
Oh, yeah.
Because every time you have to clean it up. If we can learn to not have the mess, then we don't have the cleanup. So anyway, there's no action there. Again, it was just a good discussion for topic. We need to discuss these things. We all need to be on the same page. And if we just hide them, that doesn't fix it. So we need to discuss them. Now, requests for future agenda items. I have somewhere here, let me find it, for everybody to take home for homework. Where did I put it? I printed off what I have so far for the agenda. And what I would like is for everybody to look at this afternoon and get back to me so that I can get this to Joan this evening so she's not having to try and get an agenda out in 5 minutes. I don't think you should have to every time. So if anybody wants to add anything else to this, just let me know this afternoon and I will add it to the agenda because it's going to be a big agenda already. Or if anybody knows anything else they want to add now, I'll write it down.
Okay, number 8. Do we have to establish election rules every year?
We do not have to.
Because we did establish them.
Right. So what we need is for this board to be aware of what they are. So the board we should at least present them and let the board determine if they want to let them stand or if they want to add or subtract.
Okay.
That would be my recommendation. And my recommendation, I think, from what I remember from the last time we did them, the rules you had were fine. I don't think there was much of anything to change. We do need to officially appoint a representative of the trust as our inspector.
Okay, number 10, isn't it always it's
the third Saturday.
Right.
We have to determine where and what time. Because that's not spelled out.
Oh, I see. Wait, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the date is set in stone.
You're going to have a bathroom. That's the time you see things. I saw a date, time, and place.
The only thing, it's set in stone, but not really.
I know, because going back through the minutes, they were held in March, they were held in May, they were held in October.
And we are supposed to have our meeting the third Saturday of September.
Right.
But there is nothing anybody can do about it if we don't for 60 days. So we have actually a 60-day window by law. And even at that, we still don't have to have one unless somebody sues us to force it.
Right.
And then a judge says, yes, you need to have it on this date. So it's set in stone, kind of.
Yeah.
It's sandstone. It's softer. Yeah.
I'm not sure what you mean about social meeting.
Oh, we were talking, me and Joan had been talking about maybe we need to do a barbecue or potluck or something at the annual meeting. Or maybe we want to do it sooner even as a social thing while it's summertime. Again, this is just something so the board can discuss it.
Okay.
We can figure out, I put it in there kind of loosely so we can figure out how we want to do it.
Right. Okay.
I don't like setting things in concrete if we don't have to.
Yeah.
The record date is important. That we need to discuss too and set those record dates. And I'll have at that meeting, I'll have the sections that spell out what the statutory dates are if we do not set dates. Because that's what we have to fall back to is the statutory dates otherwise. So that'll be an important discussion. The Fernhill issue is another one. I did get an email from Fawn Desi wanting to know when we were going to make them move everything. We can discuss speed bumps and decide whether we want to spend money to put monument boxes over the survey monuments when we uncover them. That's fairly minimal. It doesn't cost that much to put boxes on, but the board can discuss it. I think since we have credit cards, we've discussed it before and we've forgotten about it, we need to have a use policy.
Yeah.
I haven't even activated mine because they had my name wrong.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, they mailed mine directly to me.
I'm Joan Thur.
Oh,
you're Joan who?
Thur. sir?
Yeah, they mailed mine directly to the house.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's odd. Because it is very odd, because she asked me, she was, did they all go to the same address? Because I went in and I talked to Laura. Yeah. And I said, yeah, they're supposed to. So.
They should have, but apparently whoever input it, you know, who knows?
Well, then I wasn't sure which Social Security card number to add. So I used my last four numbers and it worked.
Yes. Yeah, that's the thing. When they, I knew that much. When they do credit cards like that, that are in the name of a business, the individual name that's on there is the one whose Social Security gets used
so
for.
So I was thinking that we're really separate statements, right? I mean,
yes.
I don't plan on using mine unless I need postage.
We will get separate statements for each card that all will go to the association.
Yeah.
I don't know about Union Bank specifically, how theirs is going to be set up. Most of the ones that we have for the water district, what they do is they send us the statement for each card and then a total statement that has all of them on it. So you get a whole stack of statements. This is something I put together. Again, this is homework because we can't discuss it today. But this is a policy that one of our credit cards had given us to use for credit cards and the form that they have to sign for it. So I put it, I adjusted it to fit Mountain Valley, and so everybody can look at that. So if you, or we can come up with something else at the next meeting too, but that's just something to start our discussion at the next meeting.
Stamps or postage card, I'll never get it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not anxious to use mine again, but these guys wanted those bags in there. They've been bugging me about it for so long, and now they're in there, 36 bags.
So again, if anybody has anything they want to add to the agenda.
What about Fernhill replacing that street sign? Kathy Nelson keeps wanting it replaced.
Okay.
She's on the corner of Fernhill and
Portia. Well, her driveway, her front of the house is on Roundup? Is it on Roundup? I don't know where Roundup is.
No, it's Horseshoe, and because Angel lives on Roundup, which
yeah,
is...
Yeah, I wasn't sure where, yeah. Where they changed.
And the Castleman's are on Roundup, I believe,
yeah. Yeah, okay. So when... Horseshoe makes the loop, right?
Yeah, this is Roundup. Sand Canyon,
okay, Horseshoe does
Fernhill, and Horseshoe.
So, Cresco lives on Horseshoe.
Right.
I never can remember where it, okay. Where it divides.
I added replace street sign, so I'll type that in there.
So is it going to be called Fernhill?
That dirt road is Fernhill.
Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. There is no question about that, except in a... one person's mind.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. And I've stressed it over and over again. No, this is Fernhill.
Yeah. Have you got a map there? I don't see it.
So again, if anybody else has anything they want to add, just get to me this afternoon and I'll add it on there before I give it to Joan to go ahead and post next week. With that, I guess, does anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
I second.
Okay. Anybody get the time?
10:02.
Yep.
Wow, that was a shorty.
Yeah.
I guess the policy for the credit card is on this paper then.
Well, it's that one you signed there. That's the that. Yeah. I don't have a full-on policy, but I figured that was close enough. That covers the basics.
Yeah.
Basically says you can only use it for association business.
Well, basically, that's all I
heard.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be the way that you don't use somebody else's card?
Right, but if it's not written down. I mean, I was taught that a long time ago with workman's comp claims. The story that was told when they were given that class was the guy that accidentally left his hand in the gate when the gate closed and broke his hand. So he filed a worker's comp claim. Came back to work, stuck his hand in the gate and closed the gate. Workman's comp claim. Third time.
What?
Third time they fired him. They had to rehire him and give him his back pay. Nobody ever told him, don't put your hand in the gate.
Are you kidding?
Oh, my God.
If it's not written, it didn't happen.
Oh, my God. I used to work for workers' comp, and there was one claim that I denied, but they rescinded it. She was not at work. She was on her way to work, walking up the steps, opened a pop top, cut her finger, and she got workers' comp.
You can get workers' comp getting in a car accident on your way to or from work. Usually going home because that you claim you were overtired.
Overtired.
Yeah, and that's a workers' comp claim. Yeah.
I know anything you do going to or from work and responsible.
The biggest one has always been softball games. If the company sanctions it, you're at work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a workers' comp claim.
Wow. It's,
our laws are very lenient because judges are very lenient in a lot of cases, especially workers' comp. Workers' comp always goes for the employee.
Yeah.
But, yes.
Well, I'm going to give you all something to think about. This is, I didn't want to put it in. It's going to come up.